Nigerian Femi Kuti could be considered the prince of Afrobeat. The son of legendary Fela Kuti, Femi joined his dad's band when he was just a boy. But since Fela's death a decade ago, Femi has carved out his own sound. He's done it in part by collaborating with modern soul and rap acts like Mos Def and Macy Gray. The result? Well, this definitely ain't his father's Afrofunk. She says she couldn't understand what the youth them suffering for. Say, I hear you. No be today, politicians, they lie. Not be today. The reason be say them no care if we die. Not be today. Femi Kuti has been a band leader in his own right for more than 20 years. He's an Afrobeat rock star who plays to sold-out crowds around the world. When I spoke with him recently, Femi Kuti was in the middle of a major North American tour. It's still going on. It's hard out here for a touring musician, and here's what he had to say about the grind.
Wow, it's tedious, but I'm loving it. I'm loving it as I get older, and I couldn't see myself doing anything else. And I've had to make a lot of sacrifices, like not going out anymore, just being there for music alone, and music. It's kind of a boring life, really, for an outsider. But I found it comes from within now. I look my front, I see my people, they cry. Yeah, 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 yeah. I look my back, I see them, they cry. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Tell me about the first time that you ever played with your father, Fela Kuti.
I was very scared. The first time I performed was in the University of Ife in Nigeria. Hundreds of students in front of me, I was shaking like a leaf. Oh, I'll never forget.
How old were you at the time?
I was about 16, 17. And we had just done a recording with Roy Ayers. I mean, I was shaking, man. I was like, oh, man. And everybody was cheering me and, yeah, Femi. When they just said shouting my name, it was like, I'm dead. Black people all over the
world. I can only imagine what it was like to have a father who was also a legend and who still remains a legend, although he's passed on. What were the good and bad things about working with your father and with the way that other people treated him?
Wow. I mean, growing up was quite difficult because he was fighting the establishment. So he wasn't the conventional kind of father who would take you to the park or cinema and all those things you want to play football with growing up. But today, understanding his fight and the fight for the African people, you can easily forgive and move ahead quickly with your life and try and rectify those problems with your son or your children and teach your children not to think, because my son thinks I'm such a perfect father. And I would say, no, you must find one fault. No, daddy, I don't. You know, so I try to let him understand that I'm human and I want him to find the faults. So when he has his own children, he'll be able to do the things that he wished his father did for him.
...1997 was a year when your life changed.
Completely, yes.
People who admired your father had to watch him pass away and then learn that he died of AIDS.
Yeah.
How did that year change your life, and how do you think it changed the lives of people who had been following your father?
Well, it was like taking on a big role that I knew might come one day when I was younger, maybe many years ago, and then to realize that, oh, that time has come. The time don't come for me to talk. Then to really understand the political aspect of it, all those fans now not depending, but looking now, what's Femi going to, what's his next move? Then making the moves, not realizing the strength of the government I was dealing with, and not knowing the Secret Service in my midst, and then losing my sister. And knowing how the quack doctors in Nigeria, I mean, so many people lose their lives because of the system we have. People don't care. The doctors, them, they lie. They want to get money to survive. So knowing all this and understanding, why I said understanding my what my father stood for as a man when we were children, now realizing that at 45, whoa, I could not even imagine what was going on in his mind, knowing he had so many people against him because he was fighting for the truth. Now realizing I'm in that kind of position myself.
What did you learn from your father about Nigeria, and what do you want Nigeria to become in the future?
I don't want just Nigeria. I want Africa. I want Africa to be like America, the United States of Africa, where its country is responsible for its resources, taking care of any other country that hasn't got the resources to look after its people, free education, free healthcare system. We have the resources to give our people the best in the world. We have the brains worldwide. African governments should be able to bring other black people and other people who want to help us develop as a nation and as a people.
I have a question for you,
and you can what always have you been doing since?
I know this is a different kind of question. I see that you have now. First of all, you're color coordinated with your porn case.
No, that just happened.
That just happened. Okay, I didn't know if that was just like a regular thing. No. But since you've got your horn so close to you, is there any chance we could?
No, definitely not.
That's you're not gonna. No, it's just you just want to make sure no one takes it.
No, it's. I'm trying to, because I picked up the trumpet. 5 years ago now, and when I picked it up, it was like he'll never play it. Now I'm beginning to play it, so I don't want to let it out of my sight. So it's like kind of always reminding myself that's your responsibility. You've got to play this horn. It was always my favorite instrument, but my father moved from the trumpet to the sax. And being a kid at that time, you always want to do what your father is doing. So he moved from the trumpet to the sax. I moved from the trumpet to the sax. And I forgot all about the trumpet, but it was always my desire to always go back. So I found... I mean, when everything felt like the world was collapsing under me, I now went and said, okay, let me use this time to start to pick up the trumpet. So I went back to the trumpet now.
Before I let you go, imagine that it's the year 3000. And
that's another 2000
and a long succession of Kutis have processed into the world. Do you think that your ancestors will still be playing, or your progenitors will still be playing music?
Yes, definitely. I think we'll always be in the forefront of entertainment and all that. I think it will be very different. Like, I don't think my son will have to work as hard as I had to work. Like, I cannot be victimized like my father was. So my father made some sacrifice for me to enjoy today. I'll make some for my son. I think it will just get better for the family if we keep this positive path open for ourselves. Yes.
Well, Femi, thank you so much.
Ferrari.
Farai.
Farai, you say that.
I know you were going to get me with that. People always joke about that, but for you, it's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yay, thank you.
Nigerian Afrobeat artist Femi Kuti. He spoke at our NPR West studios. To hear more of Femi Kuti's story and his music, go to our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. Let's go back now.